And now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Newsline, Rob Schofield.
There's a very good argument to be made that the United States should guarantee free and universal early childhood education from birth to all American families. Nations that invest in the care of young children when their minds and bodies are still developing see vastly improved outcomes later on. Sadly, the U.S. is not yet one of those nations. Instead, it consigns millions of pre-kindergartners each year to a patchwork of private providers of widely varying quality, most of which operate on a financial shoestring. A big influx of federal aid during the pandemic helped stabilize this fragile system somewhat, but now the impending cutoff in those dollars has created what's being called a child care cliff come June. A recent survey of child care center operators in North Carolina found that as many as a third will be forced to close this year if the money dries up. And this is simply unacceptable. The bottom line, it's imperative that North Carolina legislators follow the lead of other states and fill the funding gap. Given the stakes, failure is simply not an option. For NC Newsline, I'm Rob Schofield.